have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
The Beyond Defense family is a talented group of artists from all genres of music. From hip-hop to inspirational neo-soul, Beyond Defense was founded by artist and CEO David Benton, who had a simple vision to encourage people to truly go beyond their own fences. Since inception, the artists on the label have built a reputation for building communities and award-winning hits. Book Beyond Defense for your next gathering at www.beyonddefense.org. Beyond Defense, your one-stop shop to everything entertainment. BDF.
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
DB Junior.
Yes, sir. I got you.
True 2.
You know I got you.
The Jewel.
Broski. You know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You know what it is.
DC coming like this, this. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problems, God slaughtered them all, the harder I ball. Fighting like a scary cat, with her back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall, I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it. That's why I don't want you to do it. I want to influence, I already prove it. You can be friend of a Jewish, come at the end of the ruin. Who are we fooling? What are we proving? What are we doing? What are we building? What are we giving the son of our children? Built a team, not just the industry theme. We do more than this rapper scene. Beyond Defense is a family tree with the queen. We choose to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means. And our children own everything.
When it comes to the years, I want my own fight. No life, thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that changed my whole life. This season, one father, one mother believing. No father on the life I'm weeping. They say things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still offer two lives, I'm bleeding. I'm in the probation, thinking. Structures in my life, too needed. Same friends, I'm a dog, can't see it. In the past, in the past, I leave it. I'm a nice mind, I'm clean. For Christ, rest of Christ, they need it. In a bird, I'm a shot in a heater. They said I'm a loser, I say that I'm meaning. I'm independent, I'm left with a teeter. They find them, I was loyal. We'll see the color of the office. Receive. It never stops, and I know I keep preaching once or twice. I never will be this new with the floor. I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent, due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focusing. Never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by Chief Will. I'm in the building, man. Good looking on the head off the game just advanced. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got in my music, principal purpose, I'm nothing to use it, bruising, improving, I'm winning, I'm losing, something my dudes exposed to delusion, the BDF revolution, wake up, ain't no more illusion, concert to the union, we appreciate your contribution, awaken a sneak of time, define our bad inerts, conduct with metal, touch,
it's really good,
everything they do is enough, bring it together for the better men, bring it together, be better men, all of the people in Tilleran, just raid on school veteran, take over the nation, Taliban, hold up the world with one hand, two to the vision, it's intense, looking at what beyond the end.
We are beyond the fence.
With this woman I seen I've been drafted. Armors been fitted and heavily crafted. Run to the battle through power I'm blasted. I do this for real, pretenders is tragic. Judas a classic. Read the back of the book, there's a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice, the training, the blood and the tears when I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cast. I wanna speed it up. The label say slow it down. I skip my medication, tripolar, traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and now I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting, it's the jewels that's in your crown. Shush.
We are beyond the fence.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fence is in the building.
Hey.
Grace. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio. This your host, your main man, the coach, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. That's right. I'm smiling ear to ear. Yes, I am. Why? Because I'm right here with you guys. And I'm with the Elation family. Shout out to Kitty Kim and the rest of the family. You know how we do it when we up here. We already know we pray for you, then. So when we come in, we just come straight in and be able to be a blessing to you guys. And we are proud to be here. We love you. We thank you for always tuning in right here on Elation Radio with Beyond the Radio. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we are grateful and we thank you and we do not take it for granted. And I hope you're ready for a wonderful show tonight. So let's get to it. Can I get a drum roll? The coach, the infamous Coach Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Coach Shay Samuels is in the building, and I'm smiling.
Coach Shay. How you doing, Coach Shay?
As my song says, I'm good. I'm good. Shout out to the Elation family. Shout out to the Beyond the Fence family. And shout out to the listeners. As always, we want to thank you all for tuning in every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to catch these amazing nuggets and topics. We love you guys. But all is well, Coach David. All is well. I'm excited for a super fantastic week. We have a lot coming up. I know that you'll probably talk about it after we introduce our next co-host, but we have a lot coming up and can't wait for everybody to hear. And I do want to say shout out to the supporters. They have been messaging me and emailing me and texting me about, are the tickets sold out for Friday? Are the tickets sold out for Saturday? So that means the supporters are growing rapidly, and we want to say thank you guys for supporting and tuning in to Beyond the Radio as well.
Yes, 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 yes. Oh, man. Well, Coach, are you ready for an awesome show?
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Are you ready for these amazing topics? Because we're going in tonight. We really, I'm telling you, I am ready.
I'm ready.
All right. So with that with being said, can I get another drum roll? I'd like to have it. The funny, our comedian, Beyond the Fence in the building, Tommy Two Toes, are you in the building?
Tommy Toes, Two Toes, Three Toes, Four Toes is in the building, and I'm smiling.
Two Toes, Two Toes, how you week, man, brother?
Man, I've been blessed, man. This weekend, man, we celebrated my aunt's 70th birthday. Man, it was a beautiful event. A whole lot of family there, and it wasn't a funeral, so I was happy, real happy.
That's awesome. That's definitely awesome, bro. Straight up, that's a beautiful thing just to hear that. You know, ain't nothing like family, man. I tell people that all the time, man. Family is... It's like nothing like family. Oh, my God. I love it. So, you know, shout out to you, my brother. Shout out to you and your family, man.
Thank you.
Straight
up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Two Toes, are you ready for a wonderful show tonight, my brother?
I'm ready. I am ready. Or are you ready?
Are you? Hey, brother, listen. I just want to know this. How much are y'all both smiling?
I'm smiling.
Listen, the topic for the night, y'all.
You smiling?
Look, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to go to a scripture. I said I'm going to go to a scripture. All right. Proverbs 18, right? King James Version. In Proverbs 18, it says, life and death are in the power of the tongue. 18:21, Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. I said, Proverbs 18:21, is death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So I want to talk about that tonight. Men and women of God, kings and queens, I want to talk to you tonight about life and death is really in the power of the tongue. And it's called the power of manifestation. That's right. God in the beginning said, let there be, let there be, let there be. And there was, according to the Bible. And you know what? According to that same Bible that I just read out of, when he spoke it into existence, it came to pass. It came right. You know, I can't even say came to pass. It came right there to the present. He created it and said, hey, it is good. I didn't see nowhere where he said abracadabra, and I didn't see nowhere where he just zapped it. He spoke it into existence. So I believe that, I really believe that words are really that powerful. Life and death really is in the power of the tongue. And I remember my mom used to always tell me, and I was like maybe 10, 11 years old, and this really stuck with me. That's why it's important when the Bible says, train your child up in the ways of the Lord when they get older, where they would not depart from it. And I did not depart from it because I always remember my mom used to say, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And I've heard people say it, not just myself as a young man, but I heard other people say, my foot is killing me. My head, they'll say that. They'll say their head, not my head, but their head. They'll say their head is killing them, or their stomach is killing them. Anything they ate, they'll say it's killing them. Well, I my mama said, do not do that. And she told me about one of her church friends and their son. He was playing basketball. He ran into a wall. He got fouled, ran into a wall. And he came home and said, mama, he said his head was killing him. Right? Well, he died. You know, he really died. He had a head injury. He didn't realize. He went to bed and never woke up. And my mom said, always be careful with that. So I have an aunt. And I remember my aunt, she slipped and fell. That's all she did, slipped and fell at work. A mopping accident. She fell. Her knee twisted. And I remember, I really remember her saying, nephew, and she was saying her knee is killing her. She was saying, her knee is killing her, it's killing her. And I say, don't say that, because I remember what my mother used to tell me about saying something is killing you. And I say, don't say that, though. She said, well, it is. Well, she ended up dying. You know, and it started right there in her knee. She had a blood clot, went to the bloodstream, and hey, I don't know how it happened, but she died. She passed away for a healthy lady. Just had a freak accident at work. She fell, hurt her knee, and she said her knee was killing her. And you know what? Her knee is the one that really killed her. And I thought about that, how life and death really is in the power of the tongue, how we could speak more life. And it's like, you know what? Nowadays, I realize my head is aching. I got a headache. My head is maybe hurting. But I'm not going to go further than the reality. It's just my head is hurting. Oh, you know what? I got a stomach ache. My stomach is hurting. So these things, I put more blessings on my body and a reality on my body. I say what may not feel good at the moment. I be honest with myself and say, you know what? My head is hurting, but I know it's not going to hurt long. I'm going to do something about it. I take some headache medicine. If that don't work, I stay in meditation mode. Something got to happen. But I would not say something worse than just the pain. I would not put out there in the atmosphere that my life won't continue based on the pain. Coach Shay, what you think about that? You want to expand?
I do. You know, I was one of those people, Coach David, that you had to encourage
based off of my tradition, and so that's the part that I'm going to come from. Based off of my tradition growing up, that's what I used to hear a lot. You know, my head is killing me. My arm is killing me. And even now, you know, people that I've been raised around, they'll say it right now, like, my stomach is killing me. And so because of what you've been able to impart in me and remind me of how powerful our tongues are, I've been able to sow that same thing. But what I want to talk about is tradition. You know, when you grow up, you pick up things that you've heard your grandparents say. You pick up things you heard your mom say or your dad say, your aunt say. And, you know, as you get older, that's why the Bible says when I was a child, I spoke as that. When we start getting older, and I'm a word person, so when I start looking up words because I want the truth in those words, you know, having close friendships that make you start to think about what you're actually saying is going to be vital. Looking up words and identifying with traditional words is going to be vital. Some words that we speak, it keep us in poverty. Some words we speak over ourselves, so not just the killing me part, but even some words, I'll always be broke. I ain't got no money today. I'll never have any money. Those are also powerful, powerful, powerful words that your tongue speaks over yourself, and henceforth, you won't have any money. So the way I want to come with it tonight, Coach David, is just from a traditional aspect that we always talk about our families even being cursed. And I would say I started looking at it as a behavior as opposed to a curse. But what we're traditionally accustomed to is in the churches, we're cursed. We have traditional curses. But really what it is a behavior. And here's in the second half, so you have to stay tuned. In the second half, I'm going to be talking about how to overcome those behaviors. There's scriptures that help you overcome it. But I'm going to come from a traditional standpoint, Coach David, tonight. A lot of it is what we've been taught. A lot of it is what we've heard. Hence, again, being taught because we're watching what we see. And we've heard our parents say this a long time for everything. You do as I say, not as I do. But how many of us know as children we did exactly what our parents did? Back to you, Coach David.
Tommy Two Toes. Do you want to expand on that, my brother? Life and death is the power of the tongue.
And I definitely agree, because I can remember growing up, my mama would always tell me, don't lose my keys. And the minute she say that, I lose my keys. So once I realized how powerful the tongue was, I'm like, mama, hey, why don't you tell me how much we're going to win off this scratch out? You know what I mean? Or something positive. Because when we speak to positive, that happens as well. So that tongue is the most powerful muscle we have in our body.
Yes. I 100% agree. I do. I want to tell everybody out there, like, when you speak your speech, right, I think even when you are, you're talking to somebody else, and you can say, you know what, that boy going to get himself killed out there. He going to die. That's what's going to happen. That boy going to go out there, and he going to die. Because the way he living, he going to get killed. I'm telling y'all, man, he going to get killed. Do you realize we can put curses on one another? And we want to, and I'm saying this because I want us to speak properly. I want us to speak educated. I want us to speak where we're mindful. That don't mean you don't have intelligence. That don't mean that you're dumb. That doesn't mean any of that. It just means that we have to focus and think about what we're saying, because it really could be dangerous to someone, and we don't want to put that on anybody. So when you speak, what you could say is, I really pray that he be careful out there. I pray that nothing happens to him. You know what? He's going to be good. He's going to be all right. Eventually, he's going to get it. Maybe I'm the one that's going to be used to implant seeds in him to help him or her get better. We quick to tell that young lady who out there, this girl's just a problem. She's too fast. Watch. She don't get pregnant. We don't understand how we bring curses on people's lives unconsciously. And to bring a curse on somebody's life unconsciously is so scary. But you know what? The reality is we do it. Oh, look at them. They ain't gonna make it. They ain't gonna make it. We quick to say these things, a lot of us don't mean harm. But I always say an accident is not called, it's called an accident, not a purpose. They're not called on purpose. When people have a car accident, they're not having a car purpose, having a car accident. But that doesn't mean someone is not hurt, even if it's just the car. And if the car is hurt, guess what? The insurance, or you may have to come out of pocket. It just depends. But you're going to have to go through something, even though it's an accident. It doesn't mean pain is not involved. So we can do stuff unconsciously, not mean no harm, but that does not mean that harm won't be presented or harm won't be the action of your words. Am I making sense, Coach Shay? Talk to me. Help me out.
It does. You know, when I was younger, I do want to just say this. When I was younger, I didn't really know, of course, the scripture, life and death is in the power of the tongue. But I remember being able to speak, like I would see things and I would start speaking those things into existence. And I remember when I bought my first home, I would go to my home, and that's what I would say. I would say, my home. I saw a home that I liked, and I would go there every single day after work as if I was going to my home, right? So I would sit outside. And my real estate agent, she thought I was nuts because she was like, well, you can look at other homes. I'm like, nope, I want this house. So I would go to work in the morning, and I would go to that house and pull off as if I was, like, you know, pulling out of the house. And then I would go home back to that house, and I would sit there in the parking lot. And about 2 months later after, I ended up buying that house. My real estate agent, she kind of laughed at me because everything I said was going to happen, it happened. I didn't really know about life and death being in the power of my tongue. I just knew I knew what I knew. And so I manifested and I talked that thing into existence. I didn't. My mom is another example. If she's listening tonight, she'll tell you. My mom purchased her home, and she was coming out of a situation where she had lived with my brother for years, helping him out, and decided it's time for me to get my own place. She went in and she got her own place, but she didn't have furniture. She would have to start all over. Well, Coach David, you know, my mom loves to cook. Tommy Two Toes, you know, my mom loves to cook, right?
Yes.
And so I said to my mom, I said, why don't you ask them if you would be able to keep the two dining room tables? And my mom said, I can't ask them that. You know, these are people I'm purchasing the house for. I said, Mom, all you got to do is just go to them and ask them. First of all, if you have not, because you ask not. I said, but you, teaching her this, that you have the power to say what you want to happen, right? My mom did not ask them. But because I said it, let me tell you what happened. My mom got a phone call from the real estate agent that they were leaving everything in the house, not just the two dining room tables, but everything in the house. And my mom called me and she said, "You won't believe this." I said, "Yeah, I will." Only I didn't know what she was going to tell me, but whatever she was saying, I knew that it was something that manifested. They left every single thing in the house. Of course, she's gotten everything new since then, but to have a home where you're just starting over, you know you love to cook, you need the two, not just one, but two dining room tables. Come on now. Not just one, but two dining room tables left there for you to start all over. So it taught my mom how powerful her tongue was. So now she's even doing the same thing. Now she's starting to speak because she saw the manifestation of my belief. It's not just about the power of the tongue. I had a dog once, and my uncle, Coach David, to your point, my uncle kept saying, that dog gonna get hit. The dog was hit. Somebody said, the dog gonna go missing. The dog went missing. And these are people, listen, these are people who aren't all believers. These are people who aren't all believers. So that doesn't, there's no restriction on the power of your tongue. There's no restriction on it. You might be thinking, well, that's for people who are going to church. They weren't all believers, but they still have power in their tongue.
That's true. Tommy Two Toes.
Yeah, it's all about what you want to talk about. You know, most of the time we talk about negativity. But see, I don't even like talking negative. I like to talk about where I'm going and not where I've been. Because you can't get there if you ain't going to visualize it and then talk about it. So I'm always talking about what I'm going to do next. And I don't really talk about what I've done in the past. I'm going to talk about what I'm doing in the future.
Right.
Because I strongly believe in the power of the tongue.
One thing I do want to add before we go to a music break is that a part of that scripture you read, Coach David, was you said, well, the scripture says in Proverbs 18:21, it says, and those who love it will eat its fruit. It says, those who love it will eat its fruit. And so everything that I just talked about was what we did. We ate of the fruit. I ate of the fruit of the home. My mom ate of the fruit of the furniture that was left over, you know. So if you were speaking, what you just said, Tommy Tussauds, if you're speaking positivity, David, you said it in the beginning, if you're speaking health, you're speaking wealth, you're speaking over, I mean, it goes back even to the fruits of the spirit, if you will. But there's so many things that you could be speaking over yourselves, but the second half of that scripture says, and those who love it will eat of its fruit.
Yes. That is so powerful. Coach, you want to keep going? You was on one with that one. Are you through? I mean, are you really through? You said something so profound. I mean, you're very short. So it's like, I know you have more to say.
We could talk a little bit about what, you know, James was actually saying in this scripture, if we want to teach it from a biblical standpoint, because I know a lot of people who say it, you know, but they say it from a perspective of, like, ignorance. You better be careful. Life and power, life and death is in the power of your tongue, but you say it like, you don't speak over me. You better watch who you're talking to. Life and power is in the death. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. But it's like it's right. Basically like we are to be held to a much higher standard in our speaking. And you said that earlier. It's not just about life and death being in the power of the tongue. It's coming up to a different standard. Coming up to a higher standard, coming up to a, again, I went to the scripture before and I'll read it in the second half, but when you were a child, you spoke of that. You spoke as a child. When you were a child, you spoke as that, right? So now that you're adult and you understand that I have the power to change the way, you always say, Coach David, the narrative of my life, I have the power to change the narrative of my life, which means that you're coming up to a higher standard. So if you start looking at it, even when you wake up in the morning, what are you speaking over yourself? What are you speaking over your home? That's what we do from a coaching perspective. We tell people to watch how you're speaking over yourself. If you have a business and you're saying, my business ain't going to go nowhere, my business ain't going nowhere, I'm having challenges, I'm having trouble. It's words like that that we pick up on instead of speaking the opposite. I told people the other day, Coach David, when you wake up, say good morning, business. Talk to your business. Talk to your business.
That's right.
Like literally, have a conversation with your business. Today, we're bringing in wealth. Today, we're going to do this. Today, we're blessing people. Today, we're this. We focus on the things that aren't right about the business, and we speak those things over it. We start talking to our friends in that way. You know, you start, the first thing you do is you pick out what you don't like about that friend, as opposed to speaking what's on the inside of that friend. What can you bring out by your words and speaking life into the friend? If you go to work, what can you speak over your job when you go in or before you go in? You don't have to necessarily be in there, but you got the job, right? How many times you went to an interview and was like, I'm not going to get that, but we'll talk more about it after the music break. There's so much more I want to say, Coach David, but we'll talk about it after the music break. So with that being said,
Where the music is.
Where the music is.
Hey, you know what?
She your boy David Benton. Hey, yo, Shay. It's time to go beyond the fence. Life is so good. It's so good. Yeah. A merry heart do what's good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones, you know. Yeah.
About 8 in the morning, I'm just waking up. Got the Folgers on brew, about to fill my cup. While I'm waking up, the sun come up, I'm good. It's about 8 in the morning, I'm just waking up. Got the Folgers on brew, about to fill my cup. While I'm looking out the window, at the sun come up, I'm good. I'm good. I'm about to get my day started. Off to work, about to make some dollars. If only you knew what I've been through, you would smile and say that I'm good. I had a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. I got food on the table, I know that he's able. Thank God I'm good.
Feeling is hate, but we're ignorant grace. So intimate place, your heart of innocence make a life different and great. The soul sin in the sinners, could the enemy hate? You are the sun, stars, and the moon. You are the beam of light when it's dark in the room. When I depart from the room, you're the air that I breathe. I wait there when I need you, preparing for peace. You're so good.
I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. I got food on the table, I know that he's able. Thank God I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm
get knocked, no more.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building. Out of my religion, out of my
That's right. Welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I am your co-host, Coach Shay Samuels, and I'm in the building with Coach David Benton, your host and co-host, Tommy Two Toes. Before we get started, let's give our great big shout-out to our sponsors. Shout-out to Apology Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. If you heard the amazing voiceover at the beginning telling you guys all about Beyond the Fence, that was Apology Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight, the infamous voice voiceover and voiceover coach. I'm going to just go ahead and prophesy that right now. But if you are looking for a voiceover for your commercials or your business, if you are a radio program director or a music director for a radio station, if you have a business and you look for training videos for anything pertaining to training, we want you to look up Paula G. Voice at paula@paulagvoice.com or paulagvoice.com. Let her know that the Beyond the Fence family sent you. If you don't know what a quality voiceover is, make sure you reach into us at Beyond the Radio on Facebook and like the page while you're there. We do want to give a great big shout out to DJ G Will. G Weezy is what I call him. If you're looking for a DJ in the Knoxville or surrounding area, we want you to look DJ G Will up. He is doing events all across the globe. And guess what? He'll do a virtual event as well. Make sure you look him up at Beyond the Fence. Make sure you connect with him at BeyondTheFence1@gmail.com. Make sure you look him up on Facebook at William G. Will Faulkner, or you can find him on the Beyond the Fence page at BeyondTheFence on Facebook. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll? Yes, Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC. That is the Beyond the Fence expansion business. If you are a new business or an existing business and you're looking to do something different with your business, Let's Talk Business. You can reach into us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. If you are looking for some workshops on personal development and career enhancements, Let's Talk Business. Again, you can reach into us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. So many opportunities for people out there who love to help people. And maybe you're not a coach, but you want to help people get to their purpose. Look us up on Facebook at Let's Talk Business, a consulting group, or on Instagram at LTB Consulting Group, and you'll see a lot of opportunities there for you to take advantage of. Coach David Benson, back to you. I'm not sure if he got, I know that he's on, but I'm going to go ahead and go into scripture until he actually comes on. Tommy Two Toes, are you with us?
Yes, I'm right here. I think his mic is messed up, but hey, I'll take over for him.
No problem. I'm gonna go ahead and go into this scripture while we're talking. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the power of the tongue. The first half we were talking about tradition and how tradition kind of keeps us in that bond, that bondage of speaking negativity over our lives, and sometimes it comes to affect us when we're older. Coach David gave some examples regarding how we say, oh, my head is killing me, my stomach is killing me, and some examples of people that he knew actually were killed, and not necessarily because of the situation, but they said it and they ended up dying. I talked about tradition. I talked about how this was actually something my family always spoke, didn't see anything wrong with it, grew up with it, and I knew for a fact as I got older it was something that I needed to stop saying. Tommy Two Toes, what was your experience?
My biggest experience was me losing stuff. It was almost like a jinx. The minute my mother spoke about it, I lose whatever she said. So I had to coach her because, like you said, that tradition, she was just bringing it out. So I said, stop talking about negative things and start speaking positive things. Once she did that, other blessings start coming in abundance when she spoke it started happening.
Wow.
Yes. Man, that was definitely powerful. I'm going to tell you now, Coach, I'm going to be honest with y'all. As soon as you said, all right, Coach David, I was steadily talking. And I realized that I was muted the whole time. My mic was muted. I said, hey, man, what is wrong with me right now? Because I was like, when you started talking, I was like, what's wrong with you, Shay? What's wrong with you, Coach Shay? Tommy Two Toes. And I'm sitting up here, y'all acting like I'm not even here. I'm steadily talking. And the next thing you know, I look down, I say, hey, I am muted. I am muted.
Men and women of God, kings and queens of the world, I'm telling you, listen, you can't even speak life into existence or life at existence when you can't mute. That's right. When you're muted, ain't nothing coming now. So I
love it.
Everyone.
You know, focus on speaking more positivity of your life. Like, focus on, like you have a goal in mind, you have a dream, especially when you pray. You pray, you put these things out there in the atmosphere. Okay, yes, you're talking to God, but you know what? God created the world through talking, speaking into existence. So when you're talking to God and you want what you're saying to transfer from God so it can come to pass, see when you that's what you want. So when you go ahead, you go ahead and speak it now. You speak it into existence. Say, God, and this is what it is. You speak it to existence. You know, when we say command, understand this. You can never command God to tell God what to do. That's God. But what you can do is be obedient enough to understand you're created in God's image, in God's likeness. Likeness. So if you can, that means we're able to do what God do, meaning you can also speak into existence. Because when you're speaking into existence, God's presence is going to take place over your life anyway. You speak curses, guess what? You can't expect a non-curse when you're steadily speaking curses. So when you're speaking blessings over your life, guess what you can do? You can expect the blessings, but you got to believe the blessings. And that's when your faith come in. When you speak it, you got to believe it. Understand it's going to come to pass. And I'm going to tell you now, guys, it's going to be some work that you got to put in. You're going to have to put in that work. I know you always hear that people say, listen, you can get in God's way. You can get in God's way. You got to do it this way. You got to do it that way. You got to pray this way. You can't do this. You can't do that. Then you just feel like you're in the military. And it's like, man, look, I can never accomplish this, and it can get frustrating, and it can get discouraging. But I'm telling you, I'm here to tell you now, and I'm going to be honest with you, totally honest with you, men and women of God, kings and queens of the world, you are going to have to not only speak it into existence, but you have to be the one to put in the work. You got to put in the effort to go for what you're calling for. If you want a better job, you're going to have to put in the work. You're going to have to put yourself in a position, and you will have those attributes to be prepared for another job. So if you want a better job, you got to understand that you must prepare yourself to be the best candidate for that position. And when you speak it, you believe it, you receive it, and it's in your mental, then you got faith, but you got courage on the inside to say, listen, this is what I'm going to do with my life. And you're going to receive, and you're going to believe it. And you're going to go forth with it. But it will never, you will never prevail if you're not prepared for what you're asking for. Some of us ask for things that we're clearly not ready for. I want a spouse, but you're not ready to be a husband. You're not ready to be their wife. It takes a lot of responsibility that you're clearly not doing a good job of in your singleness. So it's going to take work. We're expecting God to enable us, but he created us in our image, in his image, in his likeness. So we must go forth with obedience and act in what we say we believe in. Remember, faith without works is dead. We got to put in the work. Coach Shay.
I love it. I love everything you just said, Coach David. What I was going to do is come out of Matthew 15:18, that what's in your heart actually comes out of your mouth. And so in Matthew 15:18, it teaches us that the words that we speak over ourselves, it really exposes our hearts. And so somebody might be listening tonight and be like, I don't really think like that. But the word says in Matthew 15:18 that what's in your heart overflows out of your mouth. And it says that our words expose our hearts. And so many times our words can expose sin. It can expose wickedness in our hearts, selfishness in our hearts, anger in our hearts, and sometimes even lack of words. So Coach David was on mute, but even lack of words can expose things that are missing in our hearts. And so this is where words of affirmation come in. Let me tell you something. I wake up in the morning, and for a while, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, I was actually sending out on Facebook affirmations. So people are out there, and they are really honing in on affirmation. Affirmation is some things like, I'm above and not beneath. I am the head and not the tail. I'm a conqueror. I'm more than that. You might say certain things like, today is the day that I'm going to do whatever it is that you want to do. But waking up gives you a sense of confidence, knowing that you can speak these type of words over you. So sometimes you said it, you have to work for it, Coach David. You said you have to work for it. It's very easy for us, especially those who have been raised in traditional things, meaning my family always spoke like this. When I may be able to overcome it while I'm away from them, but what happens when I go back there? What happens when I'm visiting? They don't know that I've changed the way that I speak. I know for a fact that they hadn't changed the way that they spoke or that they're speaking, but they could say the same thing, and I will end up falling back into that tradition. So I have to speak life into myself every morning so that when I do get around people that speak the way I spoke, regardless of what it was. I mean, again, impoverished mindsets are always, I'm broke. I don't have any money. So you might not have something in the bank, but you're not broke,
right?
You may not have money right now, but you're not broke. But then you wonder why week after week after week you have no money in the bank because you continue to say that you're broke. Broke can turn into broken because now that you don't have any money, you can start turning into something else that's going to take away whatever stress it is. So see how one thing leads to another thing leads to another thing. So my words of encouragement in closing for me is Matthew 15:18. It teaches us that our words expose what's in our heart. So when you're saying certain things, you may not be thinking it, but it's there. The Bible says what's in your heart comes out of your mouth. And the word, the way you combat those words by affirmations every day. You can find affirmations by Googling. You can find affirmations by going on YouTube. But you can be taught how to transform the way you speak over yourself, even if it's traditional. Tommy Two Toes?
I want to readdress something that Coach David spoke about earlier. When you talk about it, that's just one step. The next thing is you got to be about it because there's no point in you talking about something positive if you're not willing to put in the work to achieve that goal. And that's my closing.
Right. And I definitely appreciate what you guys are saying. Y'all, we're not here to ridicule, hurt nobody's feelings or upset people. But one thing I do believe in is the hard truth. And with the hard truth comes a reality. And when you see that reality, then you understand that you do have a responsibility. I want everybody to understand we have a responsibility. I want everybody to understand that we must be aware. With age, they say with age come wisdom, right? But here's the reality. The Bible also talks about an old fool, right? And the thing about that, what's important with that is that some of us are not just getting wise, we're getting old. Because every year we're going to age yearly. The problem is we don't take time to elevate our thinking. So our age is growing. Our age is going, but our mentality is not going. Our mentality is not evolving. I'll say that. Our mentality is not evolving. We choose not to evolve with our age. That's why we got to continue to pray. That's why we continue not just pray, but you got to meditate. And when you meditate, you got to focus and you got to think. Put that positive mindset out there in the atmosphere. And you know what? When you start speaking it, you're going to believe it yourself. When you tell yourself, I'm going to be better today than I was yesterday. And you know what? Tomorrow, I'm going to do even better. When you start believing these things, I'm telling you, it's going to happen because you're going to put in the work. You're going to start executing. I heard a brother before say this, and I heard many people say it different ways, but he was like, man, knowledge is not power.
is the execution of knowledge. Normally I've heard, hey, it's the application of knowledge. However you want to say it, application, you must apply the knowledge. Why? Because that's what wisdom is. Wisdom is applying the knowledge, right? That's how you make great decisions based on the knowledge. We said this many times. You can have knowledge with no wisdom. Because you can know. I hear people that know. They just talk. Oh, man, you know, I'm on mine. And I know this. And they be correct on what they're saying. But it's hard to accept a lazy person who really don't have no ambition. But they have the knowledge. But when they're not applying that knowledge, it means it has no power. So that means they're not using wisdom. And I want to tell you guys, use your gifts. And that is thinking. Exercise what you say you want. You got to put it into practice. So one thing about practice, it's a big game ahead of you, and it's the game of life. You must put what you want, positivity, in your mind, speak it into the atmosphere, and tell yourself, you tell God, God, I'm going to go and walk in righteousness, and this is what I'm going to do with my life. As long as it's positive, you're going to do it. As long as it's great, you're going to do it. As long as others can be blessed, because we want everybody to see our value. And when you become valuable, you will be more of an asset in your community versus being a liability. But it's going to start with your thought. And what you think, you're going to put it out there in the atmosphere, and you're going to say it. And when you say it, it's going to go to the atmosphere, but you got to believe it, and that's your faith. Things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. You haven't seen it, but you're seeing it. You get what I'm saying? They haven't came yet, but you already see it because you have a vision. You have to execute your vision. You got to apply what you say you believe. And that's my closing. Coach Shay, you want to close us on down?
I do. You know, I want to share just in transparency, even for parents, you know, watch what you're speaking over your children. I know we said it, but I want to share just a bit of an example. I remember last year, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, I remember last year when I had said I wanted to do something different with my two daughters, and life for me with them seemed like it was getting worse. And I remember saying it over and over and over again, it's getting worse, it's getting worse, it's getting worse. And it was really getting worse. And it hit me one day that I was actually causing what was happening in the household. Now, if you guys heard me, I'm on here, I'm giving you nuggets, I'm giving myself messages, I'm giving you messages. We're working together to teach you guys through these topics. But here I was saying it's getting worse, and it truly was getting worse. So by the power of my words, I started saying it's getting better every day. I started changing the way that I spoke about my household. It's getting better every day. I started text messaging my daughters. It's getting better every day. And guess what? Every day it started to get better. So as parents, if you're going through something with your children, now mine are adults, 27 years old, 28 years old, but you know, as mothers, they're always our children. But if you are experiencing that at home, or you experiencing that as a grandparent and you're wondering what's going on, I encourage you to think about what you're speaking over that child. How many teachers are saying to children, you're not going to be anything when you grow up but a trash man? How many times have you said you remind me of your father and he was a nobody? How many times have you said you remind me of your mother and she was a nobody? Change the way that you're speaking to the children, because they are our future. Literally, they're our future, but they're also going to be what changes the dynamic. Those words are going to be what changes the dynamic of your house. Your children are not in the home, and you know that in this world we're going through so much, speak life over your child. Speak life over your family. speak life over the generations, even if it, you feel like it's a, that generational curse. So that's my closing, Coach David. I want to say to you guys, we love you. Like Coach David says every Sunday, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. Shout out to Relations Radio. Shout out to Beyond the Fence family. Shout out to Tommy Two Toes and David Benton. And we will see you all next week, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Beyond the Radio. With that being said, where the music is, where the music is, where the music is, where the music is.
See you next week. See you next week. See you next week. Yeah.
You are the one I need.
You are, you are.